talk about 8 signs to emotional cheating. And I wonder if married couples or significant others who are committed to each other, if they really realize when there are emotional cheating going on. So I'm going to give you 8 little signs just so you know if emotional cheating is happening, because sometimes you may not know. But I want to let you know what the signs are so that you can notice them when you see them. Number 1, how do you know someone is emotional cheating? And how do you know if you are? Well, you know if you are, if you can't stop talking about your best friend at work. When no matter what your conversation is, you're talking about that one person all the time, even to your spouse or your significant other. That's one sign that you are emotionally cheating, and you may not even know you're doing it. 2, you vent to your coworker more than you vent to your significant other or your spouse. Have you found yourself just talking to someone else, and maybe you say, "We just click. I can just talk to them. They listen to me." But if you find yourself venting to the person you're emotionally cheating with more than you're venting to your spouse or your loved one, you are emotionally cheating. And some of these cheating type of human things that happen, sometimes they sneak up on us, and this is why some marriages don't work. Because first the thought, then the thing. All right, 3, you make up excuses to hang out more with your friend at work. So you just make up any kind of excuse to get out of the house and hang out with that person. You aren't physically involved, but you are definitely emotionally invested. So think about it. Who are you emotionally invested with? And is that interfering with your current relationship? 4, you lie to your partner about your whereabouts when you're spending time with this person. Now, that should be a clue. Anytime you have to lie to the person you love and you're going to spend time with someone else because they make you feel better, or you're able to talk to them more, or they give you the attention that you're seeking, or there's something else happening, you are emotionally cheating. 5, you hide text messages and phone calls or emails from your partner from that person. Now, that's a clear sign that you're doing something you know you shouldn't be doing. Anytime you have to hide text messages, phone calls, or emails that come from that individual and you can't show your partner, you are emotionally cheating. Also, 6, you don't prioritize your existing relationship. In other words, it doesn't come first to you anymore. You want to spend time with that other person more than you want to spend time with your significant other. Oh my goodness, that's emotional cheating. 7, you constantly pick fights with your partner. Why would you do that? Well, you're doing that so that you can find a reason to leave to go spend time with your coworker or your friend at work. So just know, these are just a few signs. I got one more left for you. But these are just a few signs of emotional cheating. 8, the very last one. How do you know when you're emotionally cheating? You actually feel guilty about what you're doing. You know that you shouldn't be feeling the way you feel about another person when you're married or committed to the one you're with. Marriage is hard as it is. It doesn't need any help from little subtle ways of emotionally cheating. So when you're married, because there's some definite do's and don'ts that you need to make sure you're aware of. But emotional cheating, let me tell you, anybody that's emotionally cheating, the first thing they're going to say is, I haven't done nothing. What are you talking about? You haven't done what? Because what they're talking about is they haven't physically done anything with that person, but they constantly talk about them. They want to spend time with them. They hide text messages, phone calls, and emails from them. They lie to you about where their whereabouts are. They prioritize them more than your relationship, and they're constantly picking fights with you so that they can figure out how to go spend more time with them. So just know, if you feel guilty, you are emotionally cheating. So how do you come back from, you know, emotionally cheating when you have a connection with someone that's not your spouse, that's not your significant other, that's not the person you're in a committed relationship to, that's not the mother or father of your kids? How do you come back from emotional cheating once you recognize that's what you're doing? The same energy you're putting into that other person, stop that first and put that same attention and energy into your spouse, your significant other, into the person you're in a committed relationship with. And you say, well, gosh, we argue and we fuss and we fight all the time. It's like we don't know each other. We don't agree on anything. Well, have some conversations. Get back to the things that y'all used to do when you first met. Go back to the conversations that you used to have when you first met. Go back to the things you have in common that you still do have in common, but you just haven't really brought those types of conversations to the table. I want your marriage to be renewed. I want your relationship to be renewed. But we have to handle these 12 issues that come up in marriages in order for us to be able to realize that you can't have marriage unless you want to have a marriage. You can't have commitment unless you want to have commitment. And to be honest, if you're wanting to cheat, whether it's emotionally or physically, you do know you're going to do that. The question is it worth it? Most people think it's worth it long as I don't get caught. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Well, it's worth it as long as I don't get caught. But it's the when you get caught part that destroys your whole entire relationship. And it's hard to build trust and come back from cheating, whether it's emotionally or whether it's physically or both. It's very hard on a committed relationship. So as we're strengthening marriages in America, because truly the family has broken down over the years, I'm so happy that one of the results of COVID-19 was putting families back together in their own home again, isolating them to their families again, having you spend time with children, spouses, and significant other, mothers, fathers, and just rebuilding relationships. I'm happy because truly, when you rebuild relationships, you are able to have family and make family great again. So I want to thank you for tuning in to It's All About You. Please visit www.itsallaboutyou.solutions. I'm also going to make sure that I post on Facebook my YouTube channel. I'm committed to making marriage work again. I'm committed to having marriage be fun again. And I want to thank you for tuning in again.